USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein on the hot seat in a U.S. House hearing concerning how the FBI and the Department of Justice conducted investigations during the 2016 presidential campaign, including the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. The GOP chairman of the panel, Bob Goodlatte, referring here to FBI official Peter Strzok being part of that probe of Clinton's emails while sending text messages that were clearly anti-Trump.
These types of comments were originating from people who were the fact finders in the investigation. These profoundly inappropriate comments were coming from the individuals who were making decisions on whether to provide immunity to people who had already lied to investigators.
Rosenstein now pushing back against Republican complaints about document production with regards to the investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Trump preparing for another top-level summit, this time with Russia's president. The White House confirming he'll meet with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland on July 15th. While the president is already on a trip to Europe for a NATO meeting in Brussels and a scheduled visit to Great Britain. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul, though, is questioning why this summit is even taking place.
What I fear is you're going to have a photo op. You're going to have the president saying very nice things about Vladimir Putin. He's already done that. So we should expect that, and that therefore achieves Putin's objectives without getting anything in return.
Democrats hammering the Supreme Court's controversial ruling yesterday that said states can't force government workers to pay union fees if they choose not to belong to a union. The ruling overturns a long-standing precedent removing a key source of revenue for labor unions. This morning, top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi says it's a raw deal for workers and justices should be ashamed. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump heading to Wisconsin today for the groundbreaking of a huge new factory, the Foxconn plant. The presidential visit happening, though, as the president is still in a dispute with another Wisconsin-based company, Harley-Davidson. That company having to ship some production overseas now because of European tariffs that were sparked by Trump trade policies. At the White House, though, Trump accused Harley-Davidson this week of using the tariffs as an excuse to do something they were planning to do all along. The president also arguing that a lot of Harley-Davidson customers are not very happy with the iconic company right now. His Middle East mission continuing, Prince William's Jerusalem visit highlights a unique ancestor buried in the Middle East, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
When he caps his historic royal tour of the Middle East with a visit to the Holy City, he'll be venturing into a long-overlooked chapter of his own family. The prince will be making a pilgrimage to the tomb of his great-grandmother, Princess Alice of Battenberg in Greece, the mother of Prince Philip. Her last wishes were to be buried in a crypt below a Russian Orthodox church in East Jerusalem. The deaf great-granddaughter of Queen Victoria is admired in Israel for sheltering persecuted Jews during the Holocaust. William's visit to the Jewish state is the first official one by a member of the British royal family. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.